Immigrants, people who are hoping for a better life, for that so-called American dream. I don't believe people should be called illegal aliens just because they weren't born in the United States. Mexicanos, along with all other immigrants, should not be thrown behind bars and deported just for hoping for a better life. Everyone should be equal, considering humans made up these borders. I honestly thought the United States was a place of freedom y oportunidad. And while there was times it did feel like that, it all ended after the 2016 elections. When Obama's term ended, I thought a woman was finally going to be president and we were going to progress as a country. Pero estaba equivocada. The most racist and sexist person had to become president. My dreams of seeing my family from Mexico were crushed after realizing bigger divides this new president was creating between the US and Mexico. This was when I noticed that the United States is still a racist country. I'm talking about this porque me afecta personalmente. I love my parents very much, especially after getting close to almost losing my father. On a normal weekend morning, my family and I were at my apartment. I was still waking up when I heard someone pounding on the door. And I didn't know who it was or why were they here, so out of curiosity, I went downstairs to check it out. That's when my mom noticed it was the police. La policía. When I looked at her, I knew they were here for a reason. My mother slowly opened the door and asked them, "Can I help you?" They said they were looking for my dad. Estaba muy chiquita and I had no idea what was going on, but my mom told me to go upstairs, so I did. A while later, I heard my mom closing the door, so I thought they left, but they were still outside por casi dos horas esperando. After they left, I was very scared and worried because I knew they weren't here for good news. My mother came upstairs and I asked her where my dad was and me dijo que everything was going to be okay, saying he was downstairs and safe. I went downstairs to check for myself and he was there. Even though I was young, I knew that my dad was close to be taken away from us, so at the moment I gave my dad and mom a big hug, hoping this would never happen again. My point is that getting a family member taken away is really sad and scary, and these people who are so-called illegal have families and lives built here and are adding to the economy. Even those who don't have families here are still helping this country. We take oportunidades presented to us and we turn them into a living because that is what we as Mexicanos do. Somos resilientes. We overcome any struggle, even the struggle of un país racista that doesn't accept us. So for 2020, when the presidential elections come back, my hope is that we get a new president and this country can learn to stop being hateful with immigrants and have love for the differences. Y más importante, for all of us to be equal.